I'm Tara.
And I'm Ashley.
Each week, two movies battle it out in a bracket-style competition to find the ultimate romantic comedy.
This is The Trope Report. Hey, guys.
Welcome back, everyone.
This week, we have a bonus episode for you. We are talking Cinderella Story versus Maid of Honor, and then Leap Year versus Life as We Know It.
Leap Year and Life as We Know It is going to be a hard one for me. I think we saw this coming.
These are all really, really good, okay?
I know.
Like, these are now top tier, people. We're getting closer and closer to finishing.
Oh, it's crazy. Time flies when you're having fun.
Don't I know it.
All right, let's start with Cinderella Story and Maid of Honor.
Okay. Cinderella Story was a number 16 seed in Sanity with an 11% on Rotten Tomatoes. But we gave it 41 points, guys. Okay, 41 out of 50. I'd say that's pretty good. I'd love to have that on a test.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Maid of Honor was number 15 seed with a 16%. So fairly similar Rotten Tomatoes rankings.
We really pushed for these lower quality movies. But
I mean, I'm still not convinced Maid of Honor should have won over Love, Simon, but we have to move on.
Okay, well, we discussed it. Like, Maid of Honor,
I really think Maid of Honor should have been a lower quality, so much lower than Love, Simon. But we can't look back now. We have to just keep moving forward.
I feel like the main thing with Love, Simon is that he didn't even know who he was in love with, right? Okay, whatever.
We can't get into it.
You're right. Okay, sorry. All right. Before we get into looking at scores, all right, let's do some fun facts. I think you got us for Cinderella Story.
Yeah.
Oh my God, why are you giddy? Oh my God.
Okay, so someone else, which was originally cast as Austin Ames, had to drop out due to scheduling conflicts with another big franchise.
Oh my God.
Guess who it is?
Oh my God, why am I giddy?
Can you guess who it is? You're never going to guess it.
Okay, then just tell me.
No, you have to guess, though.
Okay. Around...
Another big franchise early, in this time period.
Okay, early 2000s. Franchise. So are we thinking... Is it Zac Efron? No, That's too early. No. So is it for a TV show or a movie?
Movie.
Whoa.
Movie series. A series of movies.
Holy... A movie series. A series of movies.
A blockbuster series of movies.
What else? The only thing that comes to mind is High School Musical. But that is too late in the game.
And that's not blockbuster. I'm talking selling out movie theaters.
Wait. Stop. Wait. I don't know. What?
It was none other but Rupert Grint, Ron from Harry Potter. Fully cast in the role, but had scheduling conflicts with Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, so he had to drop out.
Then
they cast Chad Michael Murray.
Wait.
Can you believe it?
Wait. What is happening?
Is that not the most insane
fake fun fact that it has to be?
No, it was on IMDb.
I love him, but
he's so opposite from Chad Michael Murray.
Yes.
Like, I don't even think of them existing in the same time period as teenagers.
Yes.
You know?
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
I'm actually shaken up by this.
It's crazy.
Picture him with Hillary. Oh my God.
I mean, I guess he was he tall? He was supposed to be tall in the books. I feel like he wasn't as tall, though.
That's actually insane.
I don't know. I just can't picture him as a jock. I really can't.
No, and he's British.
But maybe there was some rewrites. We don't know.
Wow, I'm shaken up.
Maybe
I'm
once they changed
up.
It to Chad Michael Murray, maybe then they added the whole him being a star football player.
I guess. Wow. Well.
Okay.
I need
Give
a breather.
Give us one for
I mean,
Maid of Honor.
Mine are literally so bad compared to yours. I can't even
believe it. I've only given you one so far. It just blew my mind.
I know. This is literally the stupidest thing that I'm ever going to say. But while filming at London's... I'm just so shaken up, okay? While filming at London's Park Lane Hotel. So I guess in the hotel scenes when they're filming like with the other bridesmaids, they film that in London. Maybe because they're a hop skip away from Scotland. Okay. So I think they did a lot of the filming in London, and there was all red double-decker, you know, London buses in the background.
Yeah.
So they had to put so many extras in to basically block the whole window.
I so did you couldn't think it was see. Really crowded in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's why.
Yeah.
So you don't see the outside world.
Not as fun as yours. That was crazy. All right, you got another one?
Yeah, so this was the first of 5 Cinderella story movies.
Because we started talking about this. This was the first one?
This was the first.
Okay.
Next.
What? I want to try
the next one.
No, I want to try guess.
Go ahead.
Well, I know that there is the Selena Gomez, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you considering also the live action? Like live the action Disney's what? Live action Cinderella?
No, like a Cinderella story.
All right, well, that's
like,
all
this
I got.
Like, these are all called a Cinderella story, colon, something, something.
Oh, literally so all I got is Selena there's Gomez.
There's another Cinderella story with Selena Gomez and Drew Seeley, mm-hmm. who was the original voice for Troy Bolton.
Whoa.
Then there was a Cinderella story of Once Upon a Song. And then there was a Cinderella story, If the Shoe Fits.
Who were these people?
Oh, a Cinderella story, Once Upon a Song, starred Lucy Hale.
Oh, okay.
A Cinderella story, If the Shoe Fits, was Sophia Carson, another Disney Channel girl.
Whoa.
And finally... These are all very, like, Disney.
Yeah, well, isn't it Disney?
It must be. The fifth one was A Cinderella Story Christmas Wish, which starred Laura Morano from Austin and Ally. So another Disney Channel girl.
Wow. They are pumping these out. Nothing hits like Lizzie McGuire.
Nothing hits as the original. I have seen another Cinderella story with Selena Gomez, and I did watch the Christmas Wish one because it has the hot guy from Wizards of Waverly Place.
Whoa,
the
British
werewolf.
Guy? Yes.
Yep. He's the Chad Michael Murray of it.
Yeah. So cute. I love that. Wow. Yep. Okay.
So I guess this was a franchise.
I guess.
In its own right.
Rupert didn't want to be part of this franchise. He had to be part of Harry Potter. Are you kidding me? All right. I'll give you one more for Maid of Honor.
Okay.
I just thought this was a little funny. It says that they did, in fact, use CGI for Patrick Dempsey's youthful appearance in the college scenes. And I just want to throw it back to when you said they CGI.
I knew it. It
Philly Crystal's hair,
not his hair. I said his face.
So yes, they did in fact CGI him, which I didn't really notice that, to be honest with you.
I thought it was really noticeable, actually. I was like, what are they doing to him?
Really? Mm-hmm. I feel like the whole scene was like dark.
He looked almost animated. I assumed that's why he was wearing the, like, was it a Nixon mask or a
no
like
Bill
that?
And Hillary.
Oh, Bill. No, Bill and Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, yeah.
He was wearing a Bill Clinton mask most of the time. I assumed that's why, because it was so, like, his youthfulness was so cheap that it looked almost animated.
I'll have to go back and look. So those are mine. Nothing crazy.
Still fun.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the numbers of this. All right, okay. As we said, Cinderella Story was rated 41, Maid of Honor 37. Going into this, Cinderella Story is technically coming out on top. Let's take a deep dive. But I'm going to say right off the bat, Actually, I don't know. Well, maybe. I don't.
I feel like I know what I want to move on.
I know you want a Cinderella story. You literally announced it when we first started this episode recording. All right. Tropes. Cinderella story has 10. Maid of Honor has 8.5.
I mean, I agree. A Cinderella story is like as tropey as they come.
That's true. The almost. Whole time, it's so
the whole you're thing is a trope.
So hard, yeah.
The whole thing is Cinderella,
yeah,
which is the inventor of the evil stepmother, evil step siblings.
Yeah, that's true.
The poor girl,
she's
rich
an
guy.
Orphan. She's not mm-hmm. noticed. Yeah.
Fairy godmother.
Grand romantic gesture. The friend gets together in the end. Yeah.
Diner girl.
Yeah. I'll agree. I think this is kissing level booth. Level. I think.
Kissing level booth.
You think what did I say?
Is it kissing level booth?
Kissing booth level. I think this is a 10.
Yeah. All right, Maid of Honor. Let's see. We've got friends to lovers.
Yeah. Grand romantic for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, she's going with two wealthy guys, so I don't think the wealthy poor thing is like
yeah,
not.
Yeah, she's not really poor.
Maybe opposite. Not even opposites. They go really well together. It's yeah, just.
They like all the same things.
He won't settle down.
He's a player. That's a trope.
Yeah.
The player that finds a girl worth settling down for.
New York City trope. There's always a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So this is pretty tropey. I mean, I'm okay with an 8.5 because I think there's some uniqueness with it. With the guy going mm-hmm. to Scotland, the Scottish game. I mean, those things are kind of unique, so I'm okay with 8.5.
Okay, I am too.
All right, quality. Wow, both of these are 6.5. I think I'm okay with that. Like, they're both pretty cheesy.
They're both, yeah. They're both
one is literally
well made.
They're Cinderella Story is basically a Disney Channel original movie, and yeah. Maid of Honor is so average for quality wise.
I mean, Maid of Honor had a bigger budget. But I thought the writing was worse in Maid of Honor.
But you know what? I think the acting might have been better in Maid of Honor. I think that I really got a sense from them.
It was your classic soap opera acting, I feel like. It wasn't necessarily like...
I think they did a good job with that. No, I think they did a good job with acting. I mean, all of them in the cast, I think... were decent caliber actors and actresses. And I'm not, I mean, you know, I'm obsessed with Hilary Duff. I'm not knocking her at all, but the performances in the movie were just a little cheesy maybe, but maybe that was just having
I
to
I just thought the script for Maid of Honor was so bad. Almost.
They were trying with certain things for sure, but I almost think that was a lot of quality. I'm okay with keeping these the same. I think okay. They're different levels of quality, I guess. All right, lightheartedness. Whoa, they're also both 8.5.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Let's see.
I mean, you know, I walk away from a Cinderella story. Well, no, I walk away from both of them feeling giddy. But a Cinderella story is especially lighthearted for me.
I'm on cloud 9 after watching.
But that's also
story.
Because I think this hits close to home. This is childhood.
Has a nostalgia factor.
Yeah. And not that Maid of Honor doesn't, but a Cinderella story is that just, I know it's not Disney Channel original movie, but it just feels like that. It feels homey. It feels, I don't know.
Cinderella story is just so familiar to us.
Yeah.
Maid of Honor, what's serious in it?
I mean they're both not serious at all.
No, neither of them are serious movies.
Honestly,
which one do I come away with feeling better? Cinderella story, obviously.
Well, same, but that's almost why I think they need to be equal, because during Cinderella story, there are some ruthless things, as we already discussed.
That's true.
She's
dead
ripped
dad.
Apart. Dead dad, evil stepmom, tortured her whole life. She says that she doesn't get into Princeton, even though she does. Everyone in the school makes fun of her. Why do I walk away feeling so amazing? I don't know, but I do. So I'm giving it props for that. But throughout it, there are some tough moments. Whereas in Maid of Honor,
you are
having fun the whole time. Yes, there might be bad jokes. You might be cringing here and there. But you're never feeling bad in Maid of Honor.
That's true. So you think the same?
Everything I just said, you think the same? I think Maid of Honor might be half a point higher.
But the whole time during the movie...
She is fighting me so much.
My problem with Maid of Honor is the entire time during the movie, I'm not necessarily happy because none of the jokes are hitting. So I'm kind of cringing throughout the whole thing.
I find this a good movie. I'm having fun. I know that you said the jokes are bad, and the jokes are a little bad, but it's not enough for me to be like disgusted, you know? This is just a fun, carefree movie. We are roaming around Scotland. We're having fun. We're playing Scotland Highland games. We are trying to win her back. I mean, it's fun.
I mean, if it means that much to you.
I just think that if we look at the facts, I think it might be half a point higher.
Okay, just because Hillary Duff's dad is dead.
Just because, I think even more than that, it's the torture that ensues for like 15 years of her life that we see.
Yeah, I guess I just don't really find, I'm just not rooting for anyone in Maid of Honor. You know, like, I don't really like Patrick Dempsey until the very end.
Rooting for him, 100%.
I told you, most of the movie I was rooting for the other guy because I thought Patrick Dempsey was a sleazeball.
I know. We can have our disagreements.
Yeah.
Okay. Comedy. Cinderella Story is 8.5 and Maid of Honor is a 6.
That tracks.
I think that tracks. I almost
want to put Maid of Honor even lower.
Okay, let's not be crazy. I still enjoy this movie. It's just the Cinderella Story is totally hilarious.
Much funnier.
All right.
Yeah.
Lastly, romance. Cinderella Story, 7.5. Maid of Honor, 7.5. Whoa! These are so equally matched in these categories. Let me think about this. A Cinderella Story, Chad McMurray is iconic. She is iconic. But we did say that he was kind of shitty to her the whole time. Their text messages are cute, but as really cute outside, as soon as they're confronted, he does not recognize her ever. They literally dance and almost make out, doesn't recognize her in the hallway. And once everyone in the school is making fun of her, he just turns away.
Yeah, that's where my beef comes in, when he doesn't do anything after it's outed that she's her, that his Cinderella is Hillary Duff. That's my beef with him. And him, you know, not recognizing her, I'm okay with.
Even when she goes into the locker room and she's like, waiting for you is like waiting for rain in this drought, and is yelling at him in the locker, he just lets her go.
Yeah. But then he comes back around to make the grand gesture at the football game.
Fine.
And that moment is so
incredible.
Good. That moment
so
is fine, so
fine. I'll
good.
Give him that. But I'm and just saying, he has so many strikes.
When he sees her at the dance, that's an incredible moment. When they dance in the gazebo with the twinkly lights, that's a fantastic moment. Like, you get some really good romance in there.
But you get also a lot of not romance.
He makes some mistakes along the way, but we've seen bigger mistakes be made, for sure.
All right, Maid of Honor, then. Let's investigate. You can't deny these people are best friends. Through and through. He just can't see that it's more than best friends. And you know what? She doesn't really make that much of an effort at the beginning. Like, we get this little... I get that we're coming into the movie to see him trying to win her over, so we're not going to have the whole backstory of, like, maybe she was always in love with him. I don't know. But all I'm saying is, it's not like we see that she's head over heels for him.
Yeah, that is kind of weird now that you mention it, because the whole thing is, like, he's realizing that he likes her, but we never actually see her show any signs of liking him back until... Yeah. they kiss, really.
The one scene that we see is when they're dancing at the dad's wedding, and she's, like, holding on to him, and you see the longing look when he's not thinking about her, but they're dancing together, you know?
But, yeah, but other than that, she really seems okay with him, like, sleeping around. She doesn't really seem jealous that much or anything.
Agreed. So, like, that's a little weird, but I do understand that the whole thing is, like, he's trying to be the best maid of honor. So I understand where they're coming from. But
it's also kind of tough in that movie because he's finally confessing his feelings for her. But also she's realizing that she's chickening out of a wedding at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you almost feel like, was this the convenient way out instead of running out on the groom? Because she definitely realizes, like, this is not the man I should be marrying.
Yeah. That's not, I mean, would I say convenient? I mean, she's,
you know, she's taking it as a sign, like, oh, I don't need to go through with this wedding almost. At least that's how I would. Yeah. I would be begging for someone.
But I mean, the kiss, people, the kiss scene.
Yeah, the kiss is good.
That is, like, when you see that kiss and even the mom in the background sees it, it's like they really acted their asses off in this scene. Mm-hmm. I was totally believing that they had pent up, you know, romantic feelings for each other. Mm-hmm. And this was their one opportunity, right? This is normal for every guy in the bar to kiss her. This was his one and only shot to make this happen. That scene was, that was like when Chad Michael Murray runs off the football field and into Hillary's arms.
I don't think it's quite as iconic
to you, but to me, it's up there. I don't know. I think that these might be equal. I'm getting senses of we have issues with both. Yeah. But there's things maybe that we like are with both. So really, we didn't change much, people.
No.
We got Cinderella story moving forward, and I'm okay with that. I love both of these movies, so I really would be okay with either. I could see your opinion, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Leap Year versus Life as We Know It.
Okay.
Should we start with fun facts? I'm going to start this time because, again, mine are not good. So let's just have me go first. One thing that might put a little damper, hate to bring the mood down, Matthew whatever his name is, the love interest in Leap Year. He kind of slammed the film a little bit after its release, saying that the only reason that he took this role was to be close to London, which is where he lived, so he'd go home on the weekends.
Oh,
I don't like that. I don't like that. Yeah. That's a little, maybe, I don't know, point down for me. Don't like that. Hmm. You got one that's better than that? That fun fact?
Okay, I mean, I might ask to even do more for Life as We Know It because I am seeing a couple more that I think are really interesting.
Okay.
But my first one is that the baby, little Sophie, was played by triplets.
I looked this up when I was watching the movie because I'm so intrigued by, like, little child actors and, like, mm-hmm. I feel like they're always twins, triplets, quadruplets, I don't know. Yeah, I saw triplets.
Yeah, and they each got to star in at least one scene, so they each had their moment.
How cute.
I think that's so cute.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we've seen twins a lot, but not triplets.
Yeah, that's true. That's fun. All right.
You have another one?
I guess I'll say this one. I don't know.
Okay.
At breakfast at the B&B, Anna is told that trains are not running because it's Sunday. She says she needs to get to Dumbledore the next day, which is the 29th leap year. And February 29th fell on a Monday in 1960, 1988, and 2016. So basically this was impossible. But this is movie magic, okay? This is all we got, people.
We don't know what universe they're living in.
That's so true. Welcome to the multiverse. So true.
The rom-com multiverse.
All right, give me another one.
Okay. So I'm going to do a couple, but this movie really hits home with our dear Katherine Heigl.
Oh my God.
Because
she grew up home? Did her best friend die?
No. She grew up with an adopted sister and she has two adopted daughters.
Okay.
So that's adopted cute. Children really hits home with her.
Okay.
Other fun fact. the director, Greg Berlanti, of this movie also did Love, Simon. Mm. Guess who is the father in Love, Simon? Josh Duhamel. He loved working with Josh Duhamel.
Oh, Josh is great. How could someone not love Josh?
And Katherine Heigl had to fight for Josh in this movie.
Why?
They didn't think he had the comedic chops. Because like I said, he was on the show Las Vegas. Crime show.
My God.
And so she was like, no, trust me. Trust me on this one.
Josh is great. Catherine's great. Yeah. Sorry. Love it. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was fun.
Let's get into the scoring. We have another... all right. Leap Year's at a 40.5.
Okay.
And she's already feisty. If you could see her on the screen right now.
No, I'm just listening.
Life as we know it is 35.5.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's just walk through this quickly. Tropes for Leap Year is 9. Life as we know it is 7.5. Now, like we said before, Life as we know it is not tropey. It has tropes, but this is a unique storyline, people. Yeah. So it's not going to feel like a tropey movie, especially That's when compared true. With Leap Year.
I mean, I think they do a couple of tropes really well. Like some of my favorite tropes of forced proximity.
Yeah.
I love it when people are forced to live together.
But this is the same with Leap Year. Cancels out.
That's true. This like enemies to lovers, the bickering friends.
Same with Leap Year. Cancels out.
Yes, that's true.
She's getting nervous.
I'm getting nervous. Best friends are in love.
Crazy neighbors are in that one.
She's a baker and he's sports.
That is tropey, but she's also kind of like in Leap Year, it's kind of she's prissy, he's not. Those are opposite. They're both opposites. But yeah, also both- Life as we know it, we do get fun side characters, and we don't really get that with Leap Year.
That's true. I really like the side characters. I really liked the CPS lady. I thought she was hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, we have Kumail Nanjiani, Melissa McCarthy, yeah, the whole it's host a great... of the neighborhood.
No, I'm with you.
I really like, yeah, the quirky supporting side characters. That's a big plus for me.
I just feel like Leap Year does feel tropier, though.
Yeah, Leap Year does. I mean, you have the classic only one bed.
Yeah.
And they have to pretend to be, yeah,
they make out in front. Remember that the dinner they have to make out.
They have to pretend to be a couple and then yeah. they have to kiss at the table. Yeah.
There's trophy. Wedding involved. I mean, the whole point is to get engaged.
Yeah, accidentally crashing a wedding with these little.
True. And then they even get engaged at the end. It just feels yeah. tropier.
Lots All of right. antics, which I automatically associate with tropes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say this is okay with me.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a tropey movie.
Quality. 7.7. Whoa.
Honestly, I'm not mad at that.
Really?
They feel similar. They both feel in this kind of middle range of rom-coms.
That's true. Where
they could have been Netflix originals if they were made today.
True.
Kind of thing.
That's so true.
Whereas, like, a higher quality rom-com, I would put Always Be My Maybe up.
But that's a Netflix.
In these high. Yeah, but it's...
But yeah, it's I guess that's true, so but much that, higher the, quality, yeah. though.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I would say I'm good with this,
Where
too.
It's not bad quality, but... Yeah.
I'm good with yeah. this. All
They're
right.
both pretty mid.
Lightheartedness, Leap Year is a 9. Life as we know it
Leap
is a 6.
Definitely gonna be higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life as
it's
we know
it's a tough
it.
One, but Life yeah. as we know it has such a sad premise that it's just gonna really tank in this category.
It totally is. It's a shame, but it will. All right, we're keeping it. Comedy, Leap Year is 7, and Life as we know it is a 7.5. Now,
that's kind of surprising me.
Yeah.
What was so funny about Leap Year that we gave it a 7.5?
I'm thinking the same thing because I was having a good time throughout this movie, but was I dying laughing? I don't know if I would say that.
There are things that are situationally funny in Leap Year. like her bag getting stolen and it's named Louie and she's falling down the hill, but it's not laugh out loud funny.
I would almost keep this humor, but I think I would keep this at a 7 and I would move Life as We Know It higher because I do remember laughing with Life as We Know It, and I think I would maybe say 8, right? It's not
that's true,
it's not so funny, but they're definitely executing on comedy.
They're executing a little bit higher than most of the movies we see.
Yeah. All right, now we have last category, romance. Leap Year is an 8.5. Life as We Know It is a 7.5. Hmm. Wow. Wow. Now, both of them, I'm getting giddy feelings, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm feeling like they are making each other grow. Life as We Know It, obviously more because of the situation they're put into.
Yeah.
But both are helping each other out.
Here's how I feel on it.
Yeah.
Life as We Know It makes me feel like they have a true deeper bond.
Definitely than seems a lot deeper. Of the movies we,
because yeah. going through trauma like that with someone automatically deepens a bond and they've known each other for years. And it just feels like this very deep connection where they're going to be a family for the rest of their lives. Like when we ask, is this couple going to be together after the movie? Mm-hmm. I'm 100% sure on Life as We Know It.
That's true.
Leap Year has more romantic scenes because it's set in such a beautiful place.
True.
And you have
the And it's grand, just the two of them. There's no baby involved.
Yeah, you have the grand like proposal on the cliffside.
Yeah.
And you have more romantic scenes, mm-hmm. but they've only known each other for a few days. Do I believe that this couple literally will stay together days. When they don't know really much about each other? I'm not sure. So that's kind of where I'm falling on this, where I'm
totally
not
agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. I do think that I'm okay moving romance higher for Life as We Know It, but the question is, what are the ratings for each of them?
Mm-hmm.
We could do a flip, making Life as We Know It the 8.5 and Leap Year a 7.5, or do we think just 1 point isn't good enough?
Maybe they're equal. Because it's romance. That's what I was saying. Like, they're romantic in different ways. Leap Year is shot more romantically, but Life as We Know It is more believable as a couple.
That's
so that's
true.
Where I'm torn. They're romantic
that's
in different
true.
Ways.
I would say that, to me, though, the romantic landscapes adds to it. And if they were completely, absolutely, like, equal, like, Leap Year and Leap Year 2, right? Like, okay, mm-hmm. yes, romance would go into that, but, like, mm-hmm. not really when I'm thinking of romance category. Like, romantic shots add a little bit to it, but
mm-hmm.
it's about the couple. It's about...
Okay.
Right? Don't you feel like that? I'm not saying that it doesn't add to it, but, like, mm-hmm. when you just said all that to me, I was like, she's mm-hmm. so right. Like, couple-wise, when you... see them together, what do you think mm-hmm. is gonna last more? What do you think has a better connection? What do you think? Like, I almost think that it should be flipped.
Yeah, maybe you're right. When I watch Life as We Know It, I want to get married. I want to find my soulmate.
Yeah.
Like, settle down. When I watch Leap Year, I want to have a fling in Europe. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly. And I just think when you're comparing
you're right.
these
we flip
two...
them.
Because you get both enemies to lovers. You get opposites attract. You get forced proximity. So what's the feeling of the couple, the vibe? Mm-hmm. And you know what? Half a point down for that actor saying that he only shot this because it was close to his home. Okay? I'm going 8.5 for Life as We Know It, 7.5 for Leap Year. All right. Leap Year still won.
Yeah, I kind of thought it was
39.5 and 37. I get it.
I get it.
I was kind of rooting for Life as We Know It, to be honest with you, because it mm-hmm. really is such a it felt quality to me. I don't know.
It's such a feel good movie.
Yeah, but
like, you
Leap
feel
Year
so warm.
Leap Year is that classic romantic comedy.
Yeah, Leap Year is a little more classic because of how tropey it is.
Exactly. That's and what really put it in. That the tropes really put it over the edge.
And a bit of an exotic landscape.
Yeah. All right. So now before we leave everyone, we got to do one more, which is the two winners, A Cinderella Story versus Leap Year. Cinderella Story is at a 41, Leap Year's at a 39. Right off the bat, what do you think?
I think, oh, this is hard.
This is hard because, we were just saying, Leap Year is traditional romantic
Leap
comedy.
Much, I would say Leap Year is definitely higher quality than A Cinderella Story.
And let me look at the quality. It is half a point higher at this moment. It's 6.5 versus 7.
Well, that doesn't feel right.
You think Leap Year is a little bit higher quality? Compared to A Cinderella Story, yes,
I think so. Cinderella Story.
I think so.
We were
so.
Comparing two kind of low-quality movies with Maid of Honor and A Cinderella Story.
I'm thinking...
So maybe that's why it was kind of skewed higher. I feel like A Cinderella Story should be maybe a 6 for quality. Or 5.5.
I'm
just because
okay
it does feel like a Disney Channel original movie.
Yeah. I think I'm okay with that. And I think the nostalgia really gets us amped. And I think when we're looking at overall quality movie, I'm with you. All right. Let's circle back to tropes. I think that this is fair. If not, I don't know. So Cinderella Story is 10. Leap Year is 9. Definitely both tropey. And I do think Cinderella Story is higher.
Yeah. Cinderella Story is all tropes.
Yeah.
The entire plot is a trope.
We're leaving it then. Let's go to lightheartedness. A Cinderella Story is 8.5. Leap Year is a 9. I think Cinderella Story needs to take a chill pill and needs to come down a little bit. Maybe an 8 almost.
Because of the whole, yeah. It gets dark when she hits rock bottom.
It really does. And even when Amy Adams is hitting rock bottom, you ain't feeling like it's rock bottom.
Yeah. The biggest problem she had was her boyfriend hasn't proposed yet.
Or like
which he does during
her
the movie.
Louis Vuitton is stolen.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
There's really...
You weren't tortured your whole life with evil stepsisters and a mother and your father died.
Yeah, that's true.
So do we put... But it's a good feeling, Cinderella. So just 8 and a 9 or a 7.5 and a 9?
Maybe 8 and a 9.
All right.
Because that decom quality kind of overshadows the sadness of her situation.
Yeah. All right. Comedy. Cinderella Story is 8.5. Leap Year is 7.
I mean, I'm not mad at that. Cinderella Story, what's her name that I did an impression of last time?
Yeah, I love her. What's her name?
Jennifer Coolidge. Jennifer Coolidge is very funny in A Cinderella Story.
She's fantastic in this.
She's really good in it. And I thought Hilary Duff's best friend in the movie was kind of funny, too.
Yeah. There's just a lot of funny things throughout the movie. This was fun. I liked it. I'm okay with this.
I'm okay with this.
All right. Last category, romance. Both at a 7.5 right now.
Huh. Okay. I can't really think of a good reason why one would be above the other.
Yeah.
You have Hilary Duff and Chad Michael Murray driving off into the sunset together at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And then you have
like
the
both of them
getting engaged.
Do I have problems with... I'm trying to think because like obviously I already explained my issues with Chad Michael Murray, but the whole movie itself is very fun. It's the story of Cinderella. You feel like it's romantic. Grand romantic gesture for sure. So... I get the sense that it's romantic, but I do have problems with him. Do I have problems with Leap Year guy?
We both said last time that we don't think either of them really did anything wrong.
Yeah, I don't think they did anything wrong, but you have a point that they've only been together for 3 days, so it is a little dramatic.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But we see them together more than we see Hilary Duff and Chad Michael Murray in A Cinderella Story.
Totally.
Because they're texting the whole time. We really only get two good scenes with them together.
That's so true.
Like, a few good scenes with them together.
I do love them stuck in the situation at the bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
Love that.
Cinderella Story, we have the dance scene and the very end scene, and that's pretty much it, with a couple of scenes in the middle where they don't know that, or he doesn't know that she's the one.
Yeah. So are you saying it's lower?
I think maybe it's a little lower, like half a point. What do you think?
Or Leap Year higher.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Leap Year higher.
I don't know why we always do this to ourselves, because now they're tied again.
Are you kidding me?
I literally, guys, this was not freaking planned. Like, I swear. I don't know how we always freaking tie them. And now it just has to come down to, will they end up together? And you know what? I don't think either of these people are ending
up together. No, I don't think either of these couples are going to end up together.
Like, for reals.
I thought we said our tie-breaking category would be rewatchability.
No, said, will this couple end up together?
Neither of them are probably
rewatchability. Also,
a lot of couples break up in college.
But listen, rewatchability for these movies, I'd watch both of these all the time. Yeah, so it's almost tied. I can't even have that category.
Gut feeling, which one do you think is the better rom-com? Should we say it on three?
Wait, I'm almost thinking, like, do we have a segment where we have to phone a friend and they have to tell us?
You think?
Do I have to call someone? No, let's not. Let's just say it. It's
on the count of three, we say which one we think should win.
No.
Because now you just have to go with your gut. No, three, no, two, no, one. No.
Leap year.
Oh my God. We knew. In our heart, we knew.
But I really, really want Cinderella's story.
I know. I love a Cinderella story. But
you just made me freaking, my heart rate's racing right now. Oh my God.
That's ridiculous. Oh my God.
Wow.
Okay, well, I guess we have our winner for this
All right.
section.
Leap Year surpassed them all. I actually don't know if I thought that was going to. I don't think I.
No, that's crazy. I didn't think this was going to happen.
Wow. All right. Well. Don't forget to check out the bracket on our website. The link is in the description. We'll also be posting the final scores.
Send us your thoughts on this week's episode at thetropereport@gmail.com.
Or check out our Instagram and Twitter at thetropereport, where we post quotes from each episode.
Next week, we're watching The Long Shot and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh my God!
I love that.
Okay, that's it for now.
Until next time.
Keep it romantic.